Blog Talk Radio.
You stay, darling. You make me oh so proud, hey, darling.
Oh,
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you just enjoy those oldies but goodies? That's what I want you to do right now is to stay in my corner. Why don't you lock that dial in, ladies and gentlemen, to 1-646-47-8070. Lock it in and keep it right there, Lil G. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We finally reached Friday. That's the day we've been waiting for. And you know in this room, the feature reads, come on in, and if you got poetry to recite, you're welcome. We are inviting all of those spoken word people as well as those poets. This evening's segment is going to be featuring oldies but goodies. So we got a bash from the past to bring you with all the oldies, ladies and gentlemen. So call your grandmother, call your auntie, call my dear, call them in the room because we're going to be featuring those oldies but goodies this evening. We thought we'd give Canton Jones a rest this evening and let somebody come in from the past. This is a blast from the past. And when you believe it, all me definitely is from old school. That's right. I am old school. I enjoy old school. And I know that some of you out there were born during the time of the 70s, and you are a creature of habit, so I know you love this kind of music. So why don't you come in and have a front row seat? We'd like to invite each one of you to bring your poetry. And if you have short stories, or if you even have novels that you like to read segments from, or if you're a playwright, bring that in and read it. This is the Care to Read room, and if you care to read, bring your materials in. This is the time you get a chance to be out front so people can hear you on Facebook and they can tweet about your segment of the poetry. Why don't you go ahead and do that, ladies and gentlemen? I want to get ready to acknowledge my higher self, and I also want to acknowledge my ancestors because without them I can't do anything in my own strength. I have had some trying times today, ladies and gentlemen. Omi has been put to the test, but I'm here to tell you I passed those tests. And you're going to be challenged on a day-to-day basis, too, to show what you're made of. Can you be peaceful in the midst of a storm? Can you withdraw your emotions in the midst of someone being emotional? Can you walk away when you really clearly know it's time to stand up and say enough is enough? Sometimes you have got to hold your tongue and you've got to step back and you've got to allow the Holy Spirit to bridle your tongue with peace, because sometimes it's not even worth it to say anything while you're in the midst of anger. How can you appeal to someone who has lost their confidentiality of appealing even to themselves? Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have those times in your life. And when you do, they may come from your children. They may come from your lover. They may come from your friends. But you have to sustain yourself. And you have to remain unmovable. And that's what it means to stand. And when you've done all you can do, remain standing. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining me this evening on another night of featuring poetry and reciting poetry and those orators out there. If you are a spoken word person or if you are a lecturer and you like to speak and want to read, now is the time to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take you to station identification, and we'll be right back at you, and we'll meet you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned for the next segment of our show. And the next voice you hear after this will be Omi. Come on in the house, because now is the time to get ready to go over to our talking care room so we can summon our ancestors and commune with them. You know we can't do anything in our own strength, and it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And if you haven't heard, in this room we raise the consciousness of our ancestors and we tap into those spirits and those powers. So how many of you want more power? If you're looking for more power, this is the room to get it in. So please come on in this house. And why don't you bring your water and do libations as I do my libations here in the Care of the Reed room. Once again, this show is featured and underwritten by Project 2019, and we'd like to thank all those Project 2019 chapters out there for doing such a fantastic job. I have been busy working on replacing the chapter leader for Indiana. I've moved up to executive. I'm now over all of the chapters, and I will be bringing forth a new regiment for our new mission statement. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be able to share that with you next month. We're going to be doing something so fantastic and unique, and it'll be globally. And hopefully all the chapters that are throughout the diaspora will line up with the mission statement, and we will all reflect and look alike, I might add, and we will have the same mission that we're going to carry forth. And just as we've had a commitment to African-American families, we will continue to have that commitment to serve African Americans. You can't serve anyone else properly, ladies and gentlemen, until you have best served yourself. And we have a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with us doing things for ourselves. We always want to do it for everyone else, but we don't want to take the time to come on in the house and take care of home. And that is a common sense tactic. You can't do anything for anyone else until you've taken care of home. And that's why it's so important that every day I take the time to show you what rituals are that should be used in the African setting home. And this is one of them, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. This didn't come from Europe. It didn't come from the Middle East. And it didn't come from the Red Sea. This is a ritual that comes from the African's consciousness. And you can make it diverse as you want. You don't have to do all the steps that Omi's doing, but it's very important that you should acknowledge Oludulamare. Remember I told you his real name is Akamare. Akamare is a manifestation of Oludulamare, Ilede, and Olurum. And because two of them are pure ratified, Ilede, and Olurum are pure ratified, and they cannot be approachable. But Oladulamare and Ori, who sits on your head, is approachable. I want you to approach those manifestations as often as you like. But don't make the mistake of thinking you could skip into glory to embrace Akamare. He is not embraceable. He is ratified energy. He will create a convulsion around you, and you will shatter into mere fire because he is that potent. We're dealing with a ratified potency here, ladies and gentlemen. You are nothing but a frequency. You're made up of atoms. You must know where you come from. You must acknowledge your Father, your Godhead who created you. You give Ori the glory for the work that he's done in your life, acknowledging Oladulamare for the work and the way that he makes it plain and clear and open doors for you. We acknowledge Oladulamare right now for opening all the doors that are in the process of being opened, and those are yet to be opened. We thank you, Father, that you have manifested yourselves in our lives and that we allowed you to press your way through so that you will show up in each of our lives and we'll look more and more like God to the world. There is no other God that we will be looking for or no Jesus coming out of the sky. God must show up in you and I. We're the only gods that are left to see. I don't know if you're wearing your Godhead or not tonight, but I'm putting mine on a daily basis. Hopefully I will look more and more like God in the presence of his Shekinah glory. And we're only talking about the fact that we have the essence of God, not his appearance, but the essence of God. He put his essence in each and every one of us. Eventually we will wake up and realize that he placed that essence there, and it is supposed to be shining through. We're supposed to have the mind of God and have the desires and the commitment to act and perform as gods. Will you gods please wake up? Will you gods please wake up? Will you gods please wake up and look up as we do these libations? And I say to God be the glory. We like to pour a glass of water for our Father's spirit, and we say Ashe. Pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say drink well, mother. I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit so that she may be lighting the way for other women to follow and to acknowledge their own mothers. I like to light the candle for my mother so that she will find her way back home to reconnect with this family. I like to light a candle for my father's spirit that he might have the ability to find his way through the lagoons, find his way through the Middle Passage, and find his way through the Red Sea, then find his way through the Stratus, and find his way through the Midwest to here in Gary, Indiana, back to be reconnected with his loved ones. May he find his way today. And as we light these candles are lit all over the world for all the fathers who are missing in the lives of the children. We call those fathers back. We call them back that they will reconnect. And fathers, if you are wayward and if you have left home and you're absent without leave and if you are out there spewing bad things about your wife, the Bible says don't bother to ask anything of God if you haven't treated your wives right. I want to warn you today, men, if you have not done what you're supposed to do for your wives, I want to caution you today, don't bother getting on your knees, the Bible says, to ask for anything unless you pardon your wife and ask for forgiveness and come home out of the rain. And if you're A-double-O-L, you really need to come home and you need to pardon yourselves and ask for forgiveness. Some of you are out there staying outside of your home because you fear the guidance and direction of a Godhead in your house who wants to lead you right. Let the women lead you today. They won't deter you, they won't distract you and send you afar, but they will lead you back to a spiritual walk with God. Come on out of those houses of madness, gambling, fast life. Come on out of those places today and come on home because your wives are trying to carry too much and they're tired. They're tired. They're tired. They're tired. They're tired. And they need a man to erect himself in the right position, not prostrate himself, and stand up and be courageous and lead the family today. We've been holding the ground for these men for so long, and how can we wear the pants and be the woman? Somebody got to take control of the family. The structure of the nuclear family should be made up with the male and the female gender. God never intended a woman to carry all the weight. He never intended her to bring home and bring home the meat. He said she would be a makeshift, a helpmate to a man. Now, if a man don't have a vision, why does he need a helpmate? Man, you got to get a vision. Get the vision. Write the vision. And he that readeth it, let him run with it. For now is the appointed time. This is the appointed time. I don't know about you women, but we're going to have to speak our men into existence. And we're going to have to bring them in the right position that they should be carrying. And because they're so worn out and misguided is because they're in these dilapidated churches getting wrong direction. They got to get comedic teaching and centeredness from their Africanism. You cannot have a religion unless it stems up out of your consciousness and out of your culture. Fathers, take your proper places at the head of the family and teaching and guiding your African families about their customs and traditions. That is what will never die. Our customs and traditions will live on. But how can you have a custom and how can you have a tradition when you are busy living a Eurocentric lifestyle? Yes, we have been brought here from afar. We have never allowed ourselves to lose the chanting and the singing. It's in our DNA. No matter how far you take us away from our motherland, it's in our DNA. If you push us and press us against the prick, it will show up. And haven't we not been pushed against the prick long enough that our true nature should have already shown up? Now, what is the true nature of a black man? That is to be a god. And if he is to be a god, then will the real god show up? The real black man show up? Oludulama Ray is a black man. He is the African prophet. And he has shown up today. I want you to know he's shown up today. You just need to embrace him in your life. You just need to understand that he has been in your life knocking at the door. He knew you from the womb, from your inception, from your beginning. He knows your beginning from your end. And if you are to worship anything, let it be in the image of yourself. Not to disrespect any Caucasian. Whatever you put up on the wall or you mount on clay, you put it in your own image and you bow down to it. You don't go bowing down to a black man. So what makes us think it would be wrong for us to want to bow down to ourselves? It's okay today to tell the truth because truth is going to reign this earth today. Truth is prevailing. You can't shut truth up. You can't do nothing to truth because truth has come here to open eyes of the blind man and those ears that cannot hear. Is truth going to make a difference today? It's going to even heal some of the Caucasians because once they hear truth, they'll be prompted to change their lifestyle. And we want every lifestyle change. This teaching is not only good for the African, it's good for the Caucasian, it's good for the yellow man, it's good for the brown man, it's good for all men. Because when truth comes in contact with someone that wants to embrace it, I don't care what their denomination and where they say they come from, across the land and across the airway, whatever your religion persuasion is, in Christ there is no east or west. In Christ there is no east or west. No, there is no east or west. You have to know that. There is no east or west. And even though we pour these libations to the east today and to the west, we are pouring them to wake up the black man, the yellow man, and the brown man to come into true consciousness today. I pour libation to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, I say. I pour libations to the west, and I say, I say. And I don't know if I poured it to the south, but let me do that anyway. I pour libations to the south. Now, I want you to know that we're all kin folks, and there are many schools of thought as to how the various different denominations and races of people got here. But we all derive from one being, and there is no discrepancy that we all have to come here understanding that there is no division between God. And God is in the image of his people. And if we are holy and righteous, we will live up to somebody's standards. In Christ there is no evil word. In him, no north or south, but one great fellowship of his love throughout the whole wide earth. Join hands and brothers and sisters of all races, whatever your religion, persuasion may be. Then join my Father God as one, then you are surely kin to me. We've got to learn how to love one another. When will the world know we're all sisters and brothers? Ooh, we got something to change. We were made from love to love each other. In the name of love, we were meant to live together. It's time we took the time together, get to one another. See, we were made from love, just you and me. See, we were made from love, just you and me. You have to remember, there is no division amongst us. But every culture must have his own prophet. Every culture must have its own God. And we must acknowledge the God with image as we go forward. Thank you so very much for going on that talking care with me. Only got a little carried away there and started preaching, but nevertheless, the word got heard today. Let's go right back into our room to recite some poetry today. How many of you are up for some poetry and would like to hear some good poetry? If you didn't know it, ladies and gentlemen, I've been writing poetry since I was 48, and it was manifested to me through my. And the meditation brought forth the poetry. Omi couldn't have done it in her own strength. I didn't have it within me. I had to go within myself to find this great thing called the poetry. I'd like to read you one of my childhood stories that I had written about my hometown and about this root that grows up in me. And it's called Where My Roots Stem. Brown-skinned, long-legged skinny girl, running around in your Afro curl. You were transplanted from a place called the hood to out in the suburban backwoods. You grew up in a place called Gary, Indiana, with a backyard view off the avenue. No, you weren't nurtured in the urban woods, but rather in the ghetto hoods. Your name was changed from Gary to what it is today. Can you still remember where the house stood? Those were the days when it was all good. Hands were printed on names engraved on sidewalks to picnicking long after dark in the park. Now on to Tolleson High for the basketball events, to downstate on the buses we all went. I remember now at the playground was a place to be. That is, if you ever wanted to find me. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, this is where my roots stem. Across the streets was a chili bowl restaurant with guys and girls hanging out trying to front, with courting rooms and boyfriends too, with no chance of left with nothing to do, to coming home late, to sitting in parked cars with your date while parents set up waiting to debate about you being late. I never remember doing the WAP. Why, the only dances back then were called the bop. The Chicago style and the Philly, too. These were the dances required of you. To guys turning ladies by their knees and someone yelling out, oh, stop, will you please? Now on to shop the sock hops and long lunches to loading up in those crowded cars by the bunches, skipping schools to go to the beaches, trying to avoid the subjects of the boring teachers. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, I remember now. This is where my roots stem. You can't take them away from me. Well, I'll plant myself right where I'll be, and someone will spring up just like me. From dilly bars to ice cream, while mama scream, boys and girls, come on in here and get a taste of this cream. While going to late afternoon movies, giving up high fives, saying, ooh, boy, that movie sure was groovy. With pushing students in every cardinal direction. While looking back, it's a mere reflection of the struggle to force integration, which wasn't such an overwhelming sensation. They killed the boy the first day of school because the institution broke the golden rule. Those thou shalt not integrate, for it is far too late, to wearing dashikis and tie-dye and guys dressed in their tailor-made suits while riding around in their deuce, to wearing comeback boots and alpaca sweaters and pants made of leather, to brothers faking it in their pleather, mini skirts and go-go boots and girls dressed in their walking suits, Christians waking up, being born again, while converting to Islam, trying to avoid sin, saying God is the greatest, chanting these words were now the latest. To guys who were once on lockdown, now pushing final calls all across town with graduation night approaching. To guys now taking up lessons and coaching. After graduating a scholar, I had to stand back to take a breath to holler. It's now time to make a dollar. Now with the community on a hype while pushing students off to college to avoid the fight. From the club zodiac to the blue room swinging, to 11 girls on stage singing, these were the Mitchell Singers, with a makeshift band of brothers all singing, to singing all across town representing mothers singing, for chicken dinners while trying to win souls for sinners, with the waiter giving us a hassle while trying to eat out at White Castle's, to eventually having to eat out at Hardee's after the skating party, and brothers hanging out on every street corner, giving up knowledge and pointers. To having all-night luau's at the Lure while dancing to a tune of a Louie Louie with Jezebels on Broadway corners. Foxed up, like some guys want them. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, I can remember now. This is where my roots stem. You can't take them away from me. You can't take them away from me. For I'll plant myself right where I'll be. Then someone... Oh, yes, someone will spring up just like me. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a blast from the past in me talking about myself and my childhood growing up in the hood in Gary, Indiana. As you know, a lot of people say, can anything good come up out of Gary, Indiana? And I said, oh, yes, it can, because I came up out of this place and I am the best thing since ice cream. Believe it or not, overstanding. I begat this while on tour across the Atlas. While back on the back cruise, nah, I was recuperating from a blow. Just who would ever know that I needed to get some overstanding in the situation? Some overstanding in the situation. You see, this thing had me under for so long, I had forgotten how to get over a situation. I was spellbound. I couldn't seem to... around this thing that had me going down, trying to get some overstanding in the situation, the struggle and complication of it all after a serious fall. Just tell me, who do you reach out to call? And the thought of not wanting to feel at all, What do you do when you feel like you can't take it anymore? Not to mention the thought of having to pace the floor. Everything in my life seemed to have gone bad at the same time. That's when I decided to write the words in this rhyme. Somebody has got to bring me some understanding in a situation, some understanding in a situation. What good is it to aspire, trying to reach a little higher when you feel so tired? I had nothing left to feel with inside, nothing but my foolish pride. And with remorse I cried, I have nothing left but these memories deep inside. Now, defining my own destiny wasn't easy, you see. I had to learn to reach deep inside of me, realizing now that I know that I possess a source that will never bring me remorse. Somebody has brought me some understanding in a situation, some understanding in a situation. Now I know that I may have never gotten over the situation had it not been for being under for so long. Now a situation will never leave me going under, having to wonder and to ponder whether I'm going to go under. I'll always find a way to get from under. In order to get some understanding in this life today, I realize that I will have to fast and pray, fast and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, the last one I'm doing is called The Scar. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being that can deter us from reaching our dream. A scar comes in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexual. A scar comes in classes. They suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar comes in all ages. Sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes on all faces, and they can show up in unfamiliar places, or you can even find them. You can even find them hiding there amongst the races. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going all the way with me this evening, and I love you for being a part of this segment of my show and the reading aspects of poetry. It brings back the memories of that particular volume, and I want to take you there, so let's get ready to get out of here and listen to the tune of Blast from the Past.
Thank you.
I hope somebody out there is hypnotized tonight after all of this reading and music. I know I'm going to be.
Thank you.